The tolls for the lanes change based on demand, so when traffic is heavier, the tolls increase. The center wanted to see if there's a connection between income level and usage. Brian Gist, a senior attorney with the center, says they use zip code data to link drivers with usage.
What we found was that there was a correlation between income and rates of use for the zip codes. So as the median income of zip codes increased, so did the usage rate for those zip codes.
In other words, the center says the more money you have, the more likely you are to spend up to $7 a trip to avoid traffic. But Bert Brantley, the deputy executive director of the State Road and Tollway Authority, says the report omits a key group.
They exempted all non-tolled trips from their analysis. That's about 14% of the trips that we see in I-85 Hot Lane, and those are transit and carpoolers. And so when you exempt the very people that you are purporting to argue on their behalf, then I think it skews the results.
Gist says the center wanted to focus on drivers who are choosing to pay the toll. The report made recommendations as state transportation officials plan additional toll lanes in Metro Atlanta. Gist says the suggestions include continuing to let carpools exempt the toll.
There's a significant number of users who are choosing to carpool, and they're using that as the way to obtain the benefit of these lanes. And so I think as a policy measure, that's something that we should be looking at elsewhere to ensure that people, that they're able to receive the benefits of these lanes, even if they aren't able to pay the toll.
But Brantley says the new lanes won't exempt carpools. The toll lanes on I-85 do it because they were converted from carpool lanes. Brantley says state and federal transportation officials will issue their own report on toll lane usage by the end of the year. Martha Dalton, WABE News.